we've noted a marked trend or a marked increase in the theft of cabling, metal items like manhole covers, heavy steel items, maybe items that are left discarded or maybe left for use at a later time, and when the people go back, they're not there anymore, because at the minute there seems to be good money to be got for scrap metal, and people are obviously very quick to step into the void that's there and lift or claim stuff that's not their own. Now, it has even extended in the last couple of days. We've noticed a marked increase in the number of cars and vehicles, maybe cars that aren't roadworthy or are broken down or are just parked for some reason, and when the people go back looking for them, they're gone. So it's possible that these cars are being stolen because of their, not of their intrinsic value, but of their scrap metal value.
It doesn't appear, from what you're saying, that this is ad hoc and that there's a sense that this is an organised operation by whomever's responsible.
No, it's not ad hoc by any manner of means, Greg. You might remember back there a number of weeks ago, there was telecom cabling taken up and in the shown. It was actually cut down from the poles, and the same thing happened down in the Fannet area. So these people are stealing these items or removing these items because of their value, their scrap value as such. And we've had a number of reports of that around the county, different places where cabling or discarded metal items, heavy metal items, which maybe need lifting equipment. So it obviously has been, it's organised and it's well thought out.